John, this is Denver's fourth straight trip to the postseason. Just describe right now what the buzz is like around the building this week.
Well, I mean, this is what they work so hard for. It's what we work hard for. I mean, it's to be able to get ourselves in a position that win right now and to be in the playoffs and have a home playoff game. So it gets everybody excited because, you know, that's what the players start working for in April. That's what we go through the draft for, where we work so hard is to be in a position we're in right now. So that's what creates all the excitement and hopefully we go out and play our best football because it really doesn't matter who we play. As long as we play like we're capable of, then we got a chance to be successful.
When that success is defined by Super Bowl or bust, are you able to take the time to kind of appreciate four straight AFC West titles, or do you just look at that as the next step, the first step of the postseason?
Well, I mean, I think you try to smell the roses a little bit and understand it. You know, it's a tremendous feat that that we've been able to put together the last 4 years and this team has done for the last 4 years. But I think that, as you said, coming off last year's loss in the Super Bowl put a bad taste in everybody's mouth. And so hopefully we can go back there and change that outcome this year. But I think, you know, that's the expectations. And everyone should be proud of fact of what they've done this year. That football team and coaching staff should be very proud of it, but also know that what our goal really is, and that's to win a Super Bowl.
What tells you this team, this roster, is ready to make a playoff push?
Well, I mean, last year's team was a good football. We've had good football teams the last 4 years. It's just a matter how ready we are to go out and play in the playoffs. I think the key thing when you get in the playoffs, as I said earlier, it's not about who you play, it's how you're playing. And I think the bye week was crucial for us. We were able to get a lot of our guys healthy. And we got a good football team in the Colts coming in. So to be able to be world champs, you got to be playing your best football. And so this week will be a great test for us. And that's the excitement. The exciting part of it is that if we go out and play like we're capable of, then we got a chance to be world champs.
FlexPerks has added American Express. Now it's your turn. With the U.S. Bank FlexPerks Travel Rewards American Express card, you can earn more for everyday purchases, including double flex points at restaurants. Airline tickets start at just 20,000 flex points. Apply today at FlexPerks.com.
Broncos fans, CenturyLink is building a fiber network in Denver and connecting you to your team faster than ever. With internet speeds up to 1 gig per second, so you can power all of your devices at once. Download highlights in seconds and do more than you ever thought possible. Denver, this is more than just speed. It's new possibilities. What will you do with your gig? Go online to find out more. CenturyLink, partners in speed with the Denver Broncos.
Let's talk about the Colts for a minute. What do you see? What jumps out to you when you watch tape of Colts quarterback Andrew Luck?
Well, I mean, anytime you play a guy with the physical abilities of an Andrew Luck and what he's done in his first 3 years in the league, you know you're going to have to be ready to play a good football game because those type of players, he played great last week against Cincinnati, those type of players seem to raise their game to another level when they get in the playoffs. And so anytime you're playing a guy like that, it's a major threat. But overall, they've got a good football team. They've won 6 out of their last 7. They had a little blip in Dallas the last game of the year, but they didn't need the win. They didn't need it, and so we don't count that. So, I mean, they're coming in the playoffs playing well with a lot of wins in a row. So got to go in there and play our best football.
How then, with a guy like Luck, how do you plan for disrupt someone who is both so good in the pocket but then can also extend the plays, especially the way he did against Cincinnati? I mean, what kind of test is Jack Del Rio going to have?
Well, I mean, that's always the key, isn't it? I think what he makes you do is he makes you be disciplined on the defensive side, especially in the rush lanes. And so, therefore, because he has that ability, he's big and he's strong, and once he gets outside to be able to create those big plays, can be devastating to you. So I think that's why we got to be very disciplined in our rush lanes, try to keep him the best you can into the pocket. And then when he does break the pocket, is to be able to get pressure on him and have somebody that can catch him and make sure that he doesn't have all day back there.
FlexPerks has added American Express. Now it's your turn. With the U.S. Bank FlexPerks Travel Rewards American Express card, you can earn more for everyday purchases, including double flex points at restaurants. Airline tickets start at just 20,000 flex points. Apply today at FlexPerks.com.
Peyton Manning said recently that he loved to play for the Broncos next year. What stood out to you watching him adjust and the offense adjust since week 11 in terms of the more balance on offense and kind of preparing for maybe how they'll have to play here this postseason?
Well, I mean, I think that you know, Peyton did a tremendous job, and I think that there was any time you make an adjustment like we made, especially after the St. Louis game to where we didn't play very well, but it was evident that we had to get a little more balance on the offensive side. And you know, at that point in time, you know, Peyton's a great field general. And whether he's throwing a football or managing the game or getting us in the right running play, it's all just as important, even though it's not seen in the stat sheet. So, therefore, Peyton's been just as good since then as, you know, he was last year or earlier in this year. And the fact that the way he's managing the game, we have to continue to do that. But I think for us to have a chance to do what we want to do, we got to have the balance that we have and be able to run the football. C.J. Anderson done a tremendous job running the ball. And the offensive line has, you know, really been accountable to, you know, coming out and saying, okay, we're gonna make sure we get some room for them to run. And plus it's taken speed off the passing game and the pass rush. And so that combination, I think, has made us a better football team. The defense has really played good football the last half of the season. And so I think we're going into the playoffs ready to hopefully continue to play the football we're playing and get better.
You and I were joking last week about how quickly the season goes by. Here we are in January. Broncos have earned the right to play at least one home playoff game. 2 to 3 things to you that stand out that will determine who wins Sunday.
Well, you're right. I mean, you look back on the season, it went really fast. It seems like Sunday is now going to be, you know, 2 months away because it's going to take forever to get to Sunday because the exciting part is play the game. But I think, you know, for us, as long as we go out and concentrate on the type of football that we can play, don't turn the football over, be disciplined on the defensive side in our rush lanes, and then make some big plays on the offensive side. I think those are the three things that we've got to do. And if we do that, then we've got a good chance to win. But, you know, again, anytime you're dealing with a guy like Andrew Luck on the other side, you know you got to play 60 minutes. And you know, it's going to be a great football game, and we're glad to be home. We've got the best fans in the, you know, in the country, and they deserve home playoff games. And so we're glad to be able to be playing in front of them on Sunday.